it's fantastic, and you see, you know, this is just a little snapshot of what's happening in the UK right now. All over the country, people are getting involved. There's volunteers, there's people who are bringing their kids down, and it's, you know, not just for the sporting side of things, which is great because it does ensure the future of the sport, but just from the kind of enjoyment of the, using a bike for health, for recreation, for social reasons, it's fantastic.
And that money that's been announced today is obviously going to improve the sort of the landscape for cyclists around the country. That's the idea, isn't it? And what do you think, as a, you know, I know you're famed for your track cycling, but you go out on the road, you use the towns and cities like everyone else. What needs to be done, do you think?
It's a combination of actual infrastructure and, you know, sort of bricks and mortar, if you like, combined with education. So they have to have the correct bike paths, correct bike lanes that are safe, that aren't just a bit of paint in the gutter. It's actually a meaningful bike path. They have to make the roads a bit wider. They have to make, you know, specific routes that go through cities so you can safely and comfortably access major parts of major cities. But also it's about getting the word out to people, not just to cyclists, but to drivers, to everybody, about sharing the roads. You know, we're all just people trying to get somewhere. It's not about them and us. It's about people using the roads safely. And don't forget, the more cyclists there are, the less people are in cars, you know, clogging up city centres. So it's kind of win-win for everybody. And it's, you know, as a cyclist, it's just great to see.
And do you think that there is that message getting through now? Because obviously announcements like this money today, like, you know, some of the other initiatives we've seen over the last few years, you know, more people riding to work, those kind of things, that message is seeping through, isn't it?
It definitely is. And I think it helps having the success of guys like Chris Froome and Bradley in the Tour and the Olympic team and the Paralympic team. It's keeping cycling in the public eye and making people realise, actually, you know, we're pretty good at this. This is almost our national sport now, and you know, we should support it and make it, you know, something that anyone can do at any level, just for fun or for sport.